Welcome to This Paranormal Life, episode 50! Woo! Welcome everyone to a very special episode of This Paranormal Life, celebrating 50 episodes. This is the 50th episode that
Can you believe
done.
It?
50 episodes of investigating the paranormal.
I mean, whenever we started case one, we were but 12 years old.
Right.
Many moons ago.
Weirdly, our most successful one as well. It's been a slippery slope since then.
It's true.
We actually, at age 12, shot Bigfoot and almost killed him. Next, we wanted to shoot the Jersey Devil. We've been searching, actually. The next 49 cases, we're trying to get the Jersey Devil. We lucked out with one, suffered through 49. Yeah. We just wanted to make this very special episode to thank you guys for joining us on the journey that we've been on so far. 50 episodes.
And what a journey it's been.
I know.
We've traveled all around the world from the Pacific Northwest with Bigfoot to the Pacific Southwest with the Jersey Devil and everywhere in between.
To the top of the ocean where the Ninjen roam free. To the bottom of the ocean where the weird dark fish have creepy sex parties. We've been everywhere. We've seen it all. So we wanted to take this opportunity for episode 50 to kind of look back at some of our highlights, our favorite moments from the show.
That's right. And we've been listening to what you guys loved and what you guys like about the show. And we thought it would be cool to throw it all together into one party episode.
Exactly. So get your beers ready. All right. Because things are going to get pretty paranormal.
Cut to next time Ken sees Peter, and he's freaked out, man. He says, this stuff is period correct. If someone's playing a prank on you, they're a scholarly prankster.
What do you mean periodly correct? So, I mean, how much does Old English really vary?
I'm glad you asked that question, Rory, because it varies
oh,
a shitload.
Oh, ye of little faith. Is that Old English?
You understand that? Uneducated twerp?
Oh, so ye say, little bitch. That wasn't Old English. You can't just say, oh, ye.
You can't just put ye in front of it.
Ye off. Ye bitch.
It turns out it varies a lot. I mean, I'm sure you've had that experience. I know I have. You know, I'm just an ordinary fella.
I like
ordinary
drinking beer.
Education. I like a cold beer at the weekends. I like my woman in the back of a pickup truck, I guess.
Fried jeans.
Not in a bad way. Not in a weird, abducty way. But
tinted window, sure. Not in a weird way. I have sensitive eyes. Candy, sometimes I'm diabetic.
Assault weapons in the back of the truck, not in a bad way. In
to
a
protect
kinda
me from the weirdos. But God forbid, I will kill a man if he so much as cross me.
Several,
not in a weird way.
Several passports in the on the dash, not in a weird way, just in a tax evasion. I mean, you know, I'm just a down-to-earth guy, what can I say?
Mattress in the back, not in a weird way. I can sleep anywhere, you know. I slept for days, not in a weird way.
Swastika tattoo on my chest. Not a bad way, though. Just in a kind of, you know, yearning for the days of old kind of way.
White hood. Not in a weird way. I just hate a lot of people. Anyway, God bless. Police Chief Ellison meets the crew that night at a nearby shopping center, as we said, to hear what happened. They tell him the whole story. Now, as we discussed, Ellison was obviously skeptical, but he said later on, quote unquote, if they were acting, they were awfully good at it.
Ooh.
Now, Ellison really doesn't know what to do about this. I mean, what would you do? What can you do? Either he's been abducted and he's gone, or they've murdered him, and you now need to, by yourself, place all of these men under arrest.
Yep.
He eventually notifies his superior, passing the blame. Like the hack that he is.
I'm telling you, he's trying to get off, go surfing. hit some of those sweet, sweet snowflake
gnarly
waves.
Gnarly snowflake waves that Snowflake is known for. I love the irony of Snowflake being known for his golden sandy beaches and roasting hot summers.
Probably gets pretty cold around here. Not really.
Nope. Isn't it weird that Iceland's green and Greenland's ice?
Wow, we've never seen a drop of snow in 200 years. It's actually named for its lack of snow.
Yeah, it's more ironic thing. Anyway, don't go down to town no stab, because it gets pretty violent.
Safest city in the Midwest. Do you mean that? Nope.
Literally? No. Metaphorically? Also no. I'm sorry to inform you. You've been missold this travel package. Now give me your keys. This is the first guy you meet when you go to Snowflake.
We use opposites to keep our spirits up.
Because it is so a blistering hot here in Snowflake. We've gone mad.
Blisteringly hot.
Oh. Do you ever have unexplainable dreams / nightmares?
Absolutely, dude. I had a... I can't believe I'm about to tell another cat story.
What?
I completely forgot about this. I've got a nightmare to tell you about. I had a nightmare last night, dude. Okay, so...
A cat story?
This is unbelievably... I can't believe I totally... You know whenever you blank on a dream until someone brings it up?
Yeah.
This is my... And my girlfriend could verify this if needs be, because I told her about it.
Right, she is a cat, though.
Felicity, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dreamt last night...
Okay.
...that I'd got a new job, and I was headed up across town. I got the bus across town to my new job, and I went to the building for the first time. Very large, grand, kind of chandeliers and everything. Nice. Haunted-ass building. Very spooky. And whenever I got there, whoever I was seeing, they were like, oh, just take a seat in the waiting room or whatever. And this little cat was walking about.
Jesus Christ.
This cat... It like, you know, the cats just kind of like walk over you or whatever.
Yes.
And this thing was walking on my shoulders.
With his little freaking paws around my neck.
Wait for it, dude.
What?
This cat, you know, whenever cats like bring out their little claws
to
like kind of like, you know, settle down and you whatever. And they were kind of pincing me, just like pricking me. And I was like, ow. And then it started doing it to my face and kind of like sticking his claws into my face a little bit. And then over my eyes, and I was like kind of laughing it off and like, ah, you little shit. I can't see if you do that. I can't see if you're like pricking my eyes with your paws. And then the cat whispered in my ear, I'll be your eyes. Had to run that time.
There's no way this is real.
That's what I dreamt last night, dude.
This is real.
I dreamt that last night, dude.
I'll be your eyes. Oh my god.
So I guess apart from that, nothing too spooky in my nightmares.
That's the most f***ed up thing I've ever heard.
It's going like high, like, you know, like a siren goes from like a low pitch to a high one, like low frequency to high one. This is like getting higher and higher as it goes.
Like steam blowing out the sides. You've got that one scientist who's going, shut it down, shut it down.
And the other one's like, she can't take any more, Captain.
And then that one army general is like, shh, shh, get your hand off the lever. We need to shut, get your hand off
it's
the lever.
It's going to kill us all. Going to kill you if you don't shut up.
The colonel's invisible. It's just a floating gun.
What do you want it for? For the war? It's like, no, so we can peep on people in changing rooms.
This is so much bigger than the war.
We can snoop on people.
We can sneak into Sainsbury's and take their meal deals. Think of it, endless meal deals.
All the good sandwiches are always gone by the time I get there.
Walkers, knickknacks, the choices are ours.
I'm left with the plowman's sandwich day after day, but no longer. So I'm thinking, this guy was an easy target.
Yeah, just pick him off.
Just...
Oh, they probably didn't have snipers. It was probably more like blood splattered on the walls, all horrible. And
I mean, they could just utilize some of this new technology, given that it went so backwards. Like, this guy's just sitting in his home, like, I was about to say typing up his laptop. We didn't have laptops back then.
Typewriter.
He was typing on in his little Stone Age typewriter his like thoughts on UFOs, and he just hears outside like... He's like, where have I read about that noise before?
And then Colonel Floating Gun comes in, hovering, walking towards him.
I love the idea that he's been relinquished of his mortal body and mortal realm, but he still works for the US Navy.
Yeah.
He's still got a Glock. He's still a puppet of the Navy. Amazing.
Yeah, goddamn. It's a mysterious one, all right. I wish we had more credible evidence.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice that we had some guys stepping forward.
Yeah.
But then again, to only have them step forward after all of this is made public and blown up to be a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like something so widespread that affected so many people that how do you brush that under the rug?
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell all these families that their husbands and brothers are all missing now, even though they weren't deployed in action in the war?
Yeah.
You know, mysterious things like that.
I mean, we do have...
How do you tell a wife their husband has now merged with a boat?
Hardest part of my job.
It's never easy.
2 hours in, she's not even upset. She's just like, what? Explain to me again. You see, ma'am, it's quite simple. We powered up this powerful generator.
It's still Colonel Floating Gun. He's just at the door. You see, ma'am, it makes a noise like this. Whee!
So you see how I am invisible. Well, your husband is much like this, but also fused with a boat.
Yeah. So you're saying that he's dead? Oh God, we wish he was.
Lord knows he wishes he was. Now. We call him HMS George.
And I can assure you, he will not be docking anytime around here soon.
Can I visit him? Absolutely not. He's the ship's invisible too. It's somewhere near Andromeda 9. Still in hyperspace, we believe. We didn't read that Einstein shit properly. I think I told you, Rory, but whenever I was in Joshua Tree, I was actually talking about it earlier today.
Yeah.
But you know, big like UFO paranormal community in Joshua Tree, very yeah. small population. And a gentleman called the Space Cowboy was telling me about the location of a time machine. It was like a 15-minute drive. The time machine, unfortunately, was closed that day.
Oh, no.
So me and my girlfriend could not visit.
Gutted.
Hell.
And we looked it up online. It is very famous. It's very beautiful from what I can see.
Yeah.
Gorgeous construction was built quite a few years ago now.
When they or say the closed, future, they mean it was in the 1920s at the time. It was like, unfortunately, it was 2017, so we couldn't go see it.
It's in an appointment, yeah.
They'll be back any second, maybe.
But it was very, yeah, it was kind of as we're talking about, it was quite convenient that the man who built it supposedly never finished it. So I don't believe it's ever traveled time.
Yeah,
it's mostly used for like yoga retreats currently.
Gotcha.
So you can very much time travel in a like emotional sense, but yeah. maybe not physical, which I thought was quite convenient.
I love if you go in and it is a yoga retreat, but everyone's in like Victorian age garments.
Oh, well, shit.
Good people. That's really good.
Or they're like, oh, you know, if you're looking for Yelp reviews, thing is, it can only send people back, doesn't bring them forward, so they don't have a computer. So, and if you see any bad ones, it's because it didn't work that time, and people are pissed. But so we only get bad reviews, unfortunately.
Yeah, Yelp is f***ing us in that way. We're waiting. We keep sending like things in people's pockets, going, when you go back to Victorian London, make Yelp. Make Yelp now, motherfucker.
But they're lynched for witchcraft day one, so yeah. Very few returns on that, unfortunately.
We are having a problem.
Gives a guy a smartphone, sends it back in time, and it's like, when you get there, make Yelp.
Yeah.
Like, okay, got it. Goes back in time. The guy takes out a history book.
Yeah.
List of wizards killed. Yeah. It's like, all of them were screaming Yelp as they died. It's like, shit.
List of wizards killed within an hour of meeting them. They're like, shit. He's like murdered 50 wizards.
I was like, where did I get this book? List of wizards killed.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining the book is like, so you can spot a wizard by their Nike trainers and clean clothes.
The tick of the wizard.
It's like after they kill 3 Yelp wizards, then they're just like, if someone comes here talking about Yelp, that means wizards. Yes. So that means you gotta kill them. It's like he's just sending all these people back all the time. One of them managed to escape. Is just like, I've got to go forward in time, kill him, so he can't send any more f***ing wizards back.
Oh, God.
The time machine's stuck on the shittiest time period ever.
Yeah. Why can he only send people back
just go
to
somewhere
the
else
peak out. Time of wizard murders? It's like, send him back to any other
the
time.
The most suspicious and ignorant time. Couldn't send me back to like a peace-loving time of like hunter-gatherer tribes, no.
All those years of searching.
Here we go.
He didn't want to wait any longer. Using his tools, he carefully made a hole in the door, just big enough for him to lean into with a candle. Oh. Lord Carney asked, "Can you see anything?" And this is when Carter said his most famous line that he is known for. He replied, "Yes, wonderful things."
Wow.
Which is, that's a pretty cool line to be known for.
Yeah, like when have you ever like said something like that? Like that's so genuine, like excitable.
When I pass away, it's going to be Roy Powers known for such phrases as, "Don't miss my eyes." That's not your purse. Which is, you
it's
know,
her
that's
purse,
stuff I didn't
not
want
your
to
purse.
So the tomb was opened, and inside Carter and his crew discovered a huge store of over 5,000 different treasures, including trumpets, wine. I'm sorry, is there something funny about that?
I didn't know
the gift
the
of music.
I didn't know that ancient Egyptians had jazz.
Yes, they did.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of Pharaoh Sachmo?
No, of course not.
Pharaoh Miles Davis? Known for such executive orders as Take Five. They also found wine.
Wow.
Problem with that? So like, you're fine with wine, but trumpets.
No, because people have been drinking wine for like literally tens of years.
How long do you think trumpet's been around for?
I don't know.
You ever heard of when the king comes to town?
Isn't a trumpet made of like what?
And then you said when the king comes.
Yeah, they're
blow
like
a trumpet. There you go.
Egyptians had metal, I guess.
Yeah, I mean they were super advanced
to craft trumpets.
One of the things they found in his tomb, which is so cool, is a dagger that people believe was actually carved from the stone of a meteorite.
Oh shit! Yeah, like they understood that. Like,
yes,
so
they were
crazy.
Insanely advanced.
Wow.
Also, they had very nice decorative arrows, nice linen underwear, lots of different items.
I mean, people may balk at linen underwear, but people that would laugh at that have never worn linen underwear.
Yeah,
it is the next generation in underwear technology. It is both cool in summer and warm in winter.
People, you get your basic underwear, uh-huh. You get your cotton underwear, uh-huh. Then you get your linen underwear designed for a pharaoh's dick. And that stuff is the softest material you've ever felt in your life.
Anyway, this episode brought to you by MeUndies. new
pharaoh range.
Yeah, pharaoh range.
Ever wanted sand in your ass crack? Get the new MeUndies pharaoh range.
Very ancient, very sandy, very premium, very MeUndies ordered today.
Use the coupon code trumpets and wine, 50% off.
It's made of a substance three times more sandy than cotton, also known as frickin' Saharan sand.
It's sand.
It's
basically sand.
It's all sand.
You put on your jeans and pour sand in them. All right. Lots of different items, lots of beautiful treasures. There's also a rumor that Carter found a tablet with a curse inscribed on it, but he has since denied that.
It was kind of ruining the buzz of the whole day.
Yeah, the curse slab. Yeah.
Everyone was like, do you want to take there's something I think you should. He's like trying on like the pharaoh's helmet, trying on his linen underwear. He's like, I think you should. Nah,
look,
nah,
I'm
nah,
teabagging
we'll
the mummy.
I really think you should read this.
They find lots of amazing things, apparently not a curse slab. But along with these treasures, Carter also discovered a giant stone sarcophagus. The sarcophagus contained three
for sure
gold,
not how it's pronounced. Go
three
on.
Gold coffins nested within each other.
Wow.
I guess like those Russian dolls, where it's like the case, then the smaller.
Yeah.
So we open them up, and inside the third and final coffin was a MILF. A mummy,
sorry.
I'd like to find. The MILF of Boy King.
Please don't call it that. MILF Tutankhamun III.
The MILF of Boy King Pharaoh Tutankhamun.
I like. I like to think that people tuned out for where you described that acronym, then tuned back in and just spat their coffee everywhere. Family members would bury their dead with treasures to appease any evil spirits that might enter the body. In ancient Greece and Rome, they would actually place a gold coin in the mouth of a dead person. They believed that this would pay for the boat in the afterlife to take them from the land of the living to the land of the dead.
That's cool.
And if you didn't pay, you might be possessed by an evil spirit and become an undead vampire beast.
Right.
So that very, boat, very important.
The boat of the undead would take you to, I guess, like heaven or hell?
Yeah, I guess that's the idea, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like quite a big like Greek myth thing.
Can you imagine if like, I get worried about this stuff. If like, if I die tomorrow and it's like, oh, like, you know, I was a nice person. Yeah. Like, I think I lived a good life. I tried to be respectful of others, kind, loving. You know, did the right things, made the right decisions. And then I, you know, I die, there's a nice service. And then, you know, I see the white light, I move up. And
I'm
like,
oh, beautiful.
Like, here we go. It's and nice. They're like, gold it's coin? They're like, what? It's like, the gold coin in your mouth? It's like, what are you talking about? It's like, well, they don't do that
you
anymore?
You didn't come with the gold coin.
So you don't have the coin?
PayPal, Visa, MasterCard.
It's like, they said I couldn't take it with me. What are they, idiots?
Oh, you're just going to waltz into the afterlife.
Yeah, oh, I'm just going to walk into
just
heaven.
Free up here.
Yeah.
You think everyone's free?
Oh, I paid with
how
my
How do you
sins?
Think these gates are so pearly? Yeah. You stupid bitch.
Look at all closer. Gold coins, gold coins.
Yeah,
how do you think Jesus pays for this shit? He's loaded.
His dad's actually pretty rich. Whenever I was a kid, I read about, you know, you read those books at school, like about like ancient Egyptian mythology.
Right.
And that was one of the funeral rites, was that you needed to be prepared because when you were going to the afterlife, like Ra or some shit would rip out your heart and place it on a set of scales and like weigh it against this like mystic feather. And if your heart like weighs too much because you've been too much of a bad person, it's like you're going to hell. That's what's happening.
Because your heart weighs too much?
Yep.
That's where the love stays. Don't
hell.
Measure your heart. Measure your like fists or something. I don't know.
I know. Yeah.
Dude, I'm so scared. Just like do it all to me. Like wrap me up like a mummy. Put gold coins in my ass. Literally like, do all the prayers of every religion. Bury me in a pyramid.
I like the idea.
Pray to anyone that
like
I meet at anywhere.
The solicitors, whenever you die, and like your family are all like standing around, like weeping, and they're like, "And Roy Parr's will. He has left. You know, the house to the kids." Don't worry about that. But actually, everything else has been turned into gold and stuffed up his ass, actually, in the fine print I
to
see
to appease
here.
Ra.
Who's
too bad
Ra?
His heart was heavy as shit, so he's not going anywhere.
I did some bad stuff, kids. Ra isn't going to be pleased. Your family was like, you never talked about Ra once.
Once.
You just harbored that in your mind your entire life.
Imagine that, you don't tell anyone, and then like in your will you're just like writing nonstop about Ra. What a weird thing to be obsessed with, Ra. None of the other gods, just Ra. To not even Egypt.
I will miss you, my loving wife. Unfortunately, the wrath of Ra will not be kind on your loving husband.
I do not. I don't know enough about Ra. I need to research Ra. I really want to do a podcast on Ra.
This is you in your deathbed. Like, any last requests? Someone get Wikipedia. Bring up Ra.
You know how it's like, you see those articles where it's like, oh, I used to work in an old folks home, and right before they die, they would never say they wish they worked harder. They would never say they wish they achieved more with their life. They always said to me, I wish I knew more about Ra.
Oh god, I see him now. See the dog headed god.
It's all Ra.
Can you imagine the horror if you worked in one of those old people's homes as every single old person dies? They start screaming.
The fear though of like living your whole life as a devout like Christian or Muslim or Buddhist, and then right when you die you see Ra and you're like, oh, I was so wrong. And then it's
couldn't
like,
have
gone.
Been more wrong. And there was no choice
was
to know.
Exactly. Oh god, I'm gonna read so much about Ra when this is over.
Just hedge our bets.
Classic corny.
This is great though. He says he's going to have friends around. If anyone wants any water out of the tank, they should take it before nightfall because his friends are going to use it. That night, the Kelly family lie in bed and heard 5 or 6 voices in the house. The next morning, all of the water was gone and all their bread and butter was covered in sooty handprints.
This is so ridiculous. It's the mind, people. It's literally, we talked about this at the start of the episode, the babies from the mine.
We were taking the piss out of people, but they literally do.
They just came up.
They just came from the coal mines and took all their bread and butter and water.
Which at that point is like your lobster and gold.
Caviar.
Yeah, or caviar,
like
yeah.
We're eating right now
yeah.
on this podcast because that's what people eat today. So at one point, the Kelly family, you know, they decide enough is enough. This is when shit gets, you know, this is like classic paranormal task handling. Like, they just go full Amityville and they bring in a priest to task.
Should have, day one. Day one, you should have done that.
It really should have been. I know. That is like, isn't that funny? It's like no one, like.
Now, the priest looks and sounds a lot like Corny.
No, nothing to be seen here.
It'll take you 300 euros for me to, wait, what would be euros?
16 fish.
16 fish.
I mean, euro.
You sure I'll get them for you? Don't worry, I know where you keep them. It just goes like the closet. Also, is it cool if I have some of my priest friends around tonight? We're going to need a lot of water.
We're going to need a lot of priests to get Corny out. He's an infamous ghost.
My father, how sooty your fingers are.
No, that's just butter and bread.
It's just crumbs all down his front.
I love that idea. They're like, we'll call the father. We'll call Father Cornelius Ron tonight. They call him on the telephone. Bling, bling. Hi, right.
The ringing's coming from a box in the corner.
I'll be around in a second. That was awfully fast. Father Cornelius. Yes, it's me.
Oh my God. Are we ghosts before we're humans?
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Because that's what people always say, is people go, I'm scared of dying. But as Alan Watts said, why
maybe
would you
life
be scared
is death. That's what he's saying, right? Was it something like that?
Don't
was I
cut
close?
Me off, dude. That's...
Well, just not just say like if was that smart though, what I said.
I mean, it wasn't not.
would you think it was smart?
Did you go to school?
If Confucius said it?
But just because I say it,
because
it's
I
a dumb,
say it, it's dumb.
It's a dumb of me.
It's dumb. Socrates did once say that we were ghosts before we were humans.
Also Einstein.
Also Einstein.
And also Plato said it.
Yeah.
And also Socrates said it. So actually I think it's a pretty
also Socrates. And he was the greatest philosophizer of all
Socrates.
Of them. My boy Socrates.
Not to be confused with Socrates. Socrates was a philosopher that
It was his jerk brother. Yeah. One of them turned out to be a great philosopher. The other one turned out to be a royal pain in his dad's ass. Socrates, the infamous.
I know. They just like, they added the E to Socrates and it was like, he turned out to be a genius. Who knew? Socrates is just throwing shit at animals in the street.
Love it's like the opposite. So one distills like wisdom that will echo throughout the ages. The one just lies and just like, makes stuff up and burns
An
things.
Agent of disinformation.
Agent of disinformation. That's ironically more cool than being a philosopher. Yeah. Agent of disinformation. Bit. I'm Socrates.
Socrates. You gotta take away the ass, it makes it more badass.
It does, doesn't it?
Hey, I'm Socrat.
He's like
my vocal cords were injured at a very young age. My parents tried to feed me to the wolves, but no one eats Socrat.
Socrat's invincible.
I was born with the power
you
of
look
the rat.
Like you're dying, Socrat. Everyone's in a toga and he's just like butt naked, just like
I like the idea of Socrates trying to spread like ancient wisdom, you know. Did you know that the earth revolves around the sun? And Socrates, nah, the earth's flat, nah.
Tackling him from the crowd. Nah, bullcrap. Dad told me you used to piss the bed, Socrates.
What? No, I didn't.
We all know you did.
No, I didn't.
Also, he's got a tiny pecker. Socrat, please.
It's It's like a tiny ton.
Yeah,
it's ancient Greece is like a
tiny.
Well,
it had to be. Place. That's the only reason his legacy, Socrates' legacy, spread so far. Tiny town.
Tiny
so
town.
So if you're the smartest person in that village, you're basically the smartest person in the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people don't realize. People are like, people think he was this great genius, but actually he was just the smartest guy in that little village. That's like,
man,
that's like the smartest guy in your local McDonald's.
Which would be Socrat.
Socrat. His actual name is Socrat.
Yeah, the smartest man in a McDonald's. Probably named Smart.
Like the idea of going to McDonald's and like trying to be polite. They're like, how can I help you today? And you like go to read their name badge. It says Socrat. Hello, Mr.
Do I pronounce? It's Socrat. Just say Socrat. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Socrat.
I just wanted to bring this up. Okay, so you know Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge, of course, he sang such famous songs as What's My Age Again?
Right.
All the Small Things, Dumpweed, a famous singer of Blink-182.
Exactly, and a huge UFO believer.
Okay.
He actually has started his own academy called To the Stars Academy.
Right.
Where they do, well, then no one knows what they do yet. I don't really, no one knows.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's to prove that aliens are real.
Okay. How did you gather that?
To the stars, obviously. Who lives on a star?
Well, I was going to say it could just be space exploration, but...
Huh? What do you think NASA do?
It stands for National Aeronautics... Space
You're right.
Agency. something like that. Yeah, so
I think it
stands
space. For Need Aliens Stat, asshole. I think it's pretty clear what their mission is.
Why is their company name rude? Why does it have to be so grumpy?
Well, it shows the urgency. That shows you they're not f***ing around here.
Why do they need aliens as well?
if they're a company that has to prove to aliens are real, the best way to prove it is to find an alien, asshole.
It's like calling a private investigator's office, like, where the f*** are you, Incorporated, or something.
Kind of works.
It's really on the nose.
So I hope you enjoyed those clips. Those are some of our personal favorite clips from episodes 1 to 50 of This Paranormal Life. We just wanted to say a massive thank you to everyone who has supported the show.
My God.
Whether it's on Patreon, whether it's just telling your friends, whether it's spreading the word.
Yeah, especially our day ones. I know that something that we are just so grateful for is so many people who've been listening since that very first episode and stuck with us all this time and told their friends, and we really can't thank you enough for that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, when we started the show, I don't think either of us knew how far it was going to go. There was even a fallout plan at one point to do like 8 episodes, and then if we were dying, we would just go, it's the end of season 1.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a second season.
Totally.
But it's just been this kind of takeoff wildfire that keeps spreading into the paranormal universe.
And with that, I would like to announce the end of season 1.
It's all been great, but now you can f*** off. We got your money. Game over. Rory, the Patreon's actually it's a reoccurring monthly.
What?
I thought they just gave us all their money.
Make sure and don't include this in the edit, okay?
Right, yeah,
those little f***ers can't know. So fake, so two-faced.
In the one episode where we're supposed to celebrate the show. Oh, God. Yeah, thank you so much, everyone. It means so much to us, you know, that we are your favorite podcast in the world.
It's true.
More than any other podcast
and that,
as well.
And that you see us as sort of not just father figures, but maybe even God figures. Maybe really the centerpieces of your lives.
Yeah, I think so. We are your Raz.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever type of way you want to reward me.
Yeah.
Cookies, fine. Nuggets, mm-hmm. Gold, or chicken, I'll take them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you guys want to throw at me.
Nuggets, nougat.
Nougat. So thank you so much for listening to all these 50 episodes of This Paranormal Life, and we'll see you for 1,000 more. No more,
Christ.
No less.
Spit in your hand and try to shake mine. No.
We do 3 more. That's the end of This Paranormal Life. Turns out it was a f***ing ton of work. We thought it would get easier after 50.
We're just like, all right, hit us up on every social platform. They're all just 404 errors. Everything's gone.
So usually we would conclude by plugging the socials, plugging Patreon, all that stuff. You guys have done enough of that. You're doing an amazing job. So just thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And to go out, here is another clip montage of some of the maddest stuff we've ever said on the show. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Roy Powers. This guy's name is Kit Greer. Hashtag investigate. Praise Ra, us. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Quick disclaimer. I'm a paranormal investigator.
Right.
Not a chemist. Don't listen to a word I say.
You little pieces of shit want to get laid out. You want a cat fight?
You think you can take him? I'll be hiding in a bush nearby. Ready to drop you as soon as you drop him.
You drink milk from a bowl one time and you're labeled a cat.
You shit in a box of sand one time.
You're going to turn to him and go, hey, buddy, can you help me out here? No, he's gone. He's bought $2 worth of crack and he is gone.
Which is actually a lot of crack these days, I'll tell you.
We've moved on to the big question here. Is Santa himself a goblin?
Santa's a goblin.
You're putting on a set of goblins.
I'm a goblin.
You're safe now because you're on land. Soon as these motherfuckers grow legs, we are doomed, people.
They already have legs and they've got flippers and legs. They are both aquatic and amphibious.
Once the fish get their shit together, that whole ocean army is going to rise up.
Just to clarify that we do not have pictures of the reported alien alloy allspark cubes.
How about you take Yuri's goddamn word for it? How about that? Literally every Olympic athlete at one point or another had a monkey paw.
Yeah. What I'm seeing from all these ones and zeros is how we could get more bullets into a gun.
I mean, you literally told us you gave up researching to go buy beer.
But, are you sure you know what you're doing, Dumbledore?
Shut up!
Casts a spell, shuts the door on.
Why are you still selling books? You're a wizard! Out ye! Aliens don't care about accuracy. They don't care about cost. Because they have space money.
Yeah.
I have seen the long dick of God the earth.
It may or may not be confirmed that Hitler is still alive. So I'm going to drop that bomb on you right now before we get any further. I'm going to tell you a little story right now. It's called The Three Little Motherfucking Piggies.
Whatever she's holding in the middle.
You know what? Give me the page.
Okay.
You just lost your evidence privileges. Peeping Tom.
There are humans out there drinking other humans' blood, calling themselves vampires.
I'll be damned if I'm not doing it right now.
Are they watching us now? Is this just a sick game to these creatures?
Who are they? Whoa.
Tell me now.
Where do you have a gun
put
in your own head?
Fun fact, did you know judges are actually normal-sized humans? And the hammer is small?
What?
Did you know that? I thought they were really big, and that was a normal hammer.
Let's just get on. Pretend I didn't hear that.